Okay, so let's just I have to be somewhere soon. So we'll just finish up a little bit what we started yesterday. So nochmal, so the first Mishnah in Perek Beis, yeah? So again, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, Ezo derech yishar shiyivar loy ha'adam, right? What's the straight path that a person should choose? Kol shi teferes le'iseha, a path that's beautiful to the person that does it. The teferes le'min ha'adam, and it's beautiful from other people as well. So again, the simple pshat is, in other words, that it's good to you, like it resonates with you, and other people like it too. So, but what we saw yesterday is that what the Gemara was saying was that the deeper meaning of it is that how do you know if the path that you're on is good and it's based on your sharash and hashem? Okay, because there's all different. There's many straight paths, right? That's what we saw yesterday. So he said, the answer is two nakudas. First of all, how do you know it's fitting for you? It has to resonate. If it resonates, if it's teferes le'iseha, if it speaks to you. Obviously, that takes time also, right? But sometimes a person can, you know, there's a mice they say with the Vilna Gaon, that when Chaim Volozhiner first had the idea of opening the yeshiva Volozhin, so he came all very excited to go speak to his Rabbi the Vilna Gaon about it. He said, Rabbi, I have this idea, making a yeshiva. And I was like, okay, it's nice. He didn't get the response that he wanted. Came back the next day, also excited, maybe not as excited as the previous day. Rabbi, I have this idea, the yeshiva, what does the Rebbe really think about it? He's until finally the third day, Chaim Volozhiner comes and he's like, you know, the excitement is gone. You know, he's like, what does Rebbe think about the idea? He's like, oh, it's a gewaldig idea. What happened? So the Vilna Gaon said, I want the yeshiva that you're going to start, I want it to have lasting power. And the way it's going to last is if it starts off just with like that initial excitement, you know, you don't know if it's 100% true, you know what I mean? So, and that might peter out. Therefore, I wanted to give you a few days for the excitement to settle. And then like the nekuda pnim is like, and if you still want to do it after the initial excitement, that means it's your inyan. So then you go with it. So it takes time. So a person like, so sometimes something, a certain avoid or whatever resonates, but maybe, you know, but whenever you do something new, there's always an excitement in the beginning. So you have to give it some time, you know, to see whether it continues to resonate. But that was the first nekuda teferes le'iseha. And the second point was, but now that you know it's your inyan, but how do you know that you're walking it properly? How do you know that you're being authentic? The answer is teferes le'min adam. If you also find beauty, if it's teferes lo, if you find beauty min adam from other people's paths, then that's good also. So your path could be legitimate if it feels right to you, and it's, you know, obviously guided by clarity, but you also appreciate and give space for other people's paths. And not only that, the Gemara said that you should like be machshav of other people's paths more than your own. Right? It's like, halavai, I should be like, I'm not holding by that person to be in his path. I have to be on my path. So then it's already, that's a good thing. So that's what we saw yesterday. So let's see another pshat. So again, on page Mem Gimel on the left side, right? Ayoymer. So Ayoymer, another interpretation is like this. Ezo derech yishar shiyivar loy ha'adam. Again, the question, what is the straight path that a person should take? In other words, imroya b'chaver derech. So similar type of question, which is I see another yid. I see my friend, he has his derech. Ve'en yudeh yivar loy derech kezeh. I'm not sure, maybe I should take that path too. Right? See, maybe I should take that path. Or maybe it's not for me. So maybe it's not a right path. Maybe it's not a good path, right? So how do I know? So now this second interpretation is going to be more about like, how do you know if you see a certain path that another yid is taking, whether they're on, whether it's a good path to connect to?
I didn't say path.
Sorry. Yeah. So obviously
we're learning.
I think everything. I think probably everything. Like on Hagen of, he primarily he's talking about Hanagas and Avodas Hashem, not so much styles of learning, but he's somewhat like in terms of paths and Avodas Hashem, because there's many different paths. So how do you know?
So
how do you know if a person is huh?
All of life is Avodas Hashem.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but a certain approach. Like the example he gave yesterday was one tzaddik is fasting, one tzaddik is eating. I'm saying those are, but you know, so translated for.
Like
yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm not clear,
Right.
I know it's not only about me, but I'm saying.
No, I understand.
Like, jump up and down during davening or...
Davening more quiet. Yeah. There's all different malachim. All different malachim. Okay. You know? It's all different malachim, you know? I mean, you name it. You know, you throw a dart and you hit something and everybody says Hashem, there's going to be different approaches how to engage with it. It's all different approaches. You know, with chesed, with din, you know? Person saying Krishma, right? So it's like, you know, there's one approach which is like to sort of be super, super macro in every letter and to say it, you know. Another approach is sort of not so much to be focused on that, to be focused on more what's the intention of Krishma. It's all different approaches.
Huh?
Sometimes it could take away. Yeah, chumras is something. There's a mahalach and over this Hashem to be makbir on chumras. To be not. There's all different mahalachim. No, there's not. If halach is halach, this is not even a discussion. If halach, that's what I said last time. Shulchan Aruch is Shulchan Aruch. That's not changing. We're talking about a derech and over this Hashem. So how do you know if a path is legitimate? How do you know if a path is legitimate? So again. That's a very complex, it's a simple question with a complex answer. So there's all different ways. A person has to have a Rebbe and a Messiah. There's all different ways. But he's going to give us one Eitza, one of the litmus tests to know and to determine whether a Mahalach is legitimate or not. Again, we're talking about... So the person wants to learn from it. The person wants to connect to it. Now they have to clarify whether it's a legitimate approach. So it has to resonate.
Approach, or is it the right approach for him?
The first way was figuring out again. The first shot was, it's a legitimate mahalach.
Right.
I want to know if it's mine, and I want to know whether I follow this path properly. The second shot over here is like, how do I know it's a legitimate path? So again, like I said, there's many different litmus tests. There's many different tests that you have to, you know, it has to pass, you know, it has to pass, it has to get a, you know, it has quality control, right? So obviously the number one thing is going according to Shulchan Aruch. Does it have a tradition of Messiah? You speak the Yerubah. V'chula v'chula. But one interesting quality control test that he's going to reveal to us is like this. It's very interesting. So again, I don't know if I should take this path. Maybe it's not a good path at all. So he says, one way to know, and again, this is sort of, you have to know, this test that he's going to tell us is sort of the final test. Like, once you've already passed all the other hurdles, which is like, it's legitimate, obviously, in halacha, it's legitimate according to our tradition, v'chulu v'chulu. Now the question is, one last, like, shar hanun dika test. So he says like this, kol shi teferes leisa, if it's teferes, if it's glory, if it's beautiful, to the one that does it. In other words, if the person following that path has a similar reaction to David HaMelech, who out of his great love in Avodas Hashem would say, "Ba Hashem tishal nafshi," that with Hashem I praise my soul, praise my soul. Mishal u'mispar avasa yalabrias kenoida, that he's just exuberant in his avodas Hashem. It's like there's a certain I got that here. He doesn't explain that much on the top. On the bottom, they quote from other places where the Gemara talks about this more. So if this person here, what does he say? Yeah. If the person is like David HaMelech, who says that in Hashem my soul praises. In other words, mishalal u'mispoer, that he praises and he's mispoer. Avasei al abrias, that he brings others. His path is a path that sort of it leads to bringing others close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if the person's path is one that is more exclusivity and is not interested in sort of bringing others on board, might not pass the smell test. So it has to be one that's Ba'ashem Tesal Nafshi, Afal Pikein, but nevertheless, even if that's the case, Teferes Lemin Ha'adam. The other test is whether this path that this person has is beautiful in the eyes of Adam. What does Adam mean? Kitam Yishmu Anovim Ha'ispar Shali V'Yismachu. If people that are humble, truly humble people, see what this person is saying, and humble people are, you know, are happy about it, that's a good sign. In other words, like, who's the canary in the coal mine? Like, who's the canary in the coal mine to like indicate whether this is not like who's the? So the Gemara says that people that are novim and onov, they're people that that are sort of have a sixth sense about these things. And so if this is a mahalach that humble people like respect and humble people give their hechsher on, so to speak, that's what it means. The teferes leimen ha'adam. Adam is a word. Obviously, Adam means human being, but Adam also means Adam comes to the word like from an adama, from the earth, right? Right. So it's like Adam is an indication of Adam is a title for someone that holds themselves like dirt. So that's what he says. Kitam yishmo anavim. When if humble people hear it, what do they hear? Ha'isparishali, the person's like glory. They hear about it. The yismachu, and they're happy about it. The vadi is a derech hayosher. That's a good path. Roy lelech u'derech hazeh, and a person should go with that. It's an interesting zach. Again, like I said, this is how a person finds their mahalach is. Sometimes it's a lifelong avoida, but this is a very interesting one. If people that are anovim are machshiv this person's mahalach, then that's a pretty strong indicator of it being authentic.
The first part, what he's saying is that it's like not just lomid but lalamid also.
Yeah, yeah. So that's from the bottom. He quotes what the Rambam says about Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu, like Ahavas Hashem, means that you love the Ribbono Shel Olam so much that you want to bring others into that love as well. So that's what Teferes Leisa and Teferes Lemin Ha'adam. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
well, that's the classic. That's the Gemara.
If you're taking it just for yourself, it shouldn't just
right,
be free.
Right. Like, and then other people that are humble, it's
so good, you know, but if you're projecting it, then it might be ageous. How do you know it's not ageous? Because
the humble people like it. That's exactly it. All right, one last thing, and then I got to run. So the next line of the Mishnah was, I don't know if you saw this last time, that a person should be careful with a light mitzvah, even like a heavy mitzvah, right? Small or big, you have to be machbid. Because you don't know what schar mitzvahs have, right? Small, big. So let's see. Let's see what he says. Vahave havaya vikiyum. The heavy comes from the word havai, which means something that exists. The heavy havai vikiyum zohir. Zohir, he says, you'll see how he touches it. Zohir, meyer ba'artzach or ein soif. Zohir comes from the word like zohar, which means to shine with an infinite light. B'mitzvah kala kebachamura, she'enat yedeh matan zchar shal mitzvahs. Meaning, the heavy zohir, that a person should, that a person should be able to have a shining light exist in their mitzvahs, whether it be a small mitzvah or a big mitzvah, because you don't know how great mitzvahs are. In other words, k'may shavir maran halakir v'yishol bal shem tov, shedibur echad katan, that even one small word, im zihiris utvekas, with zihiris. Zihiris means not just cautious, but it means with zoyar, like with light, utvekas, an attachment to Hashem, kol chalal idalma in yachal kabaschar, the whole universe is immeasurable. It outweighs the entire universe. The whole universe isn't kedai to for the reward of this one word that's said with lichtekeit and with attachment to Hashem. The ikra habiris v'azir. So the main thing is that clarity and that that lichtekeit and that attachment to the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's what it means over here. Havi zohir b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. A person should make sure that there should be a shining light in their avodas Hashem, even in small mitzvahs like big mitzvahs. She'ena teyedeh matan schar shel mitzvahs, because once a mitzvah has a shining light to it and it's done with excitement and with attachment to Hashem and with l'shem shemayim, then even if it's a small mitzvah, the reward is immeasurable, and you can't even imagine the schar of even a small mitzvah. That's what they bring down at the bottom from the Sefer Tzvos Rivash. The Baal Shem Tov said a line like this. He said, "Loi laniach shum yoim b'loi mitzvah." Every single day, a Jew has to make sure you do mitzvahs. Hein mitzvah kal v'chamur. Sometimes you can only do small. Sometimes the schedule is such that you don't have like big mitzvahs today to do. But he says, "But there's no such thing. As long whatever mitzvah that you do." Havizah here, if you do it with lichtekeit and with your heart, with a shine and with attachment to Hashem, you do it for the right reasons and so on, with simplicity and a serious nefesh, then even if it's a small mitzvah, it's ena tedeh matzis rachel mitzvah. You can't even imagine the reward for that. So that's the Mishnah saying. Okay, next time we'll continue. Okay.